everyone, and welcome to WD Carousel of Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Laurel Dedeen.
And I'm Crystal.
And I'm Ian.
And I don't know why I said my last name, but I did. In case you're confused me with any other Laurel that hosts this show.
I want to keep all of that because I love just like, and I asked my last name.
This is the real, though, the real side of us. We're actual humans that make mistakes.
And here we are.
And so, I have a cat licking my fingers.
And Pugsley is kind of the unofficial fourth member of the podcast. Yeah. He's the only cat of yours that's vocalized on the episode on an episode before.
Multiple episodes, at this point.
And us yelling at him now multiple times.
We're going on a tangent.
Yes.
You're here for an episode.
Well, they can just hold their horses. Sorry.
They really want us to discuss Dapper Dave.
I know.
So
yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
My gosh. Could you imagine me putting Pugsley in like a little bow tie collar?
That'd be pretty fun. Hang on the Mark Twain.
But yeah,
this is my emotional support cat and his dapper outfit.
He's so dapper. Yeah. So Dapper Days. And the reason we're bringing this up is because one of us, pointing at the intro girl of the episode, is actually going to be there during the spring one, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to be there in a few weeks for the Walt Disney World one in April. Just by random happenstance, I realized that, I'm finally going to get to go to a Dapper Day. I'm very excited about it. But we thought we would talk a little bit about what Dapper Day is.
Yeah, because it's one of the unofficial official gatherings.
Probably the most prominent one because it's a biannual celebration that takes place at Disneyland and Disney World. But at these celebrations now, there's like events that go with them too. So like there's officially sponsored events that happen at like the convention center or like a hotel.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We're having a difficult time right now.
I know. We're all very far away from each other. It's kind
of
funny.
So it happens each spring and fall at both of the parks. And basically they describe it as stepping out in style. So everybody kind of gets dressed up. Usually it's retro, but some people, but you can do modern, you can do whatever, you know, appeals to you. And usually people base their outfits off of different characters, whether it's just like through color blocking or more literal interpretations
within the costuming guidelines that Disney has on property.
Still needs to be Disney bounding.
But instead of wearing like a t-shirt, you wear a button-up shirt or a dress or that sort of thing. And inspiration from there. Now, I will say, and we don't really have it on our notes, but Laurel and I were talking about this before we pressed the record button, is that Disneyland, the park itself, actually has a pretty decent history going back of people showing up with themes and costuming not related to the characters because it was the locals' park.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So you would have essentially these groups of people, think biker gang, but Disney version, where they come with their denim jackets, matching patches. Maybe they had, you know, certain style clothes that they would wear. And they would just show up on a Friday night or that sort of thing.
And they were called social clubs. And usually they rotated around like a certain area that you were in. Mm-hmm. And they would all have kind of patches on the back, like pixie dusters, or it would have some.
No, this is real.
Some connotation related to Disney.
Yeah.
They would have on the back of their.
I've always wanted to have one of those jackets and be like part of a Disney gang, but.
But in
Minnesota, we can form our own right now. Are we not a Disney gang? Yes. Four. We'll include Pugsley.
He's going to get a little denim jacket.
Too. Oh my
Perfect.
God.
See, awesome. This is going to be excellent.
I want it
but
immediately.
But then those things evolved because after a while, getting a little dark, actual gangs started showing up at the parks and would cause havoc, and there would be police called sometimes, and so Disney disbanded.
Ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, disbanded the gang activity on their grounds, and now you can find it at the Six Flags parking lot. But
little dig at Six Flags for you.
Groups that still like to get together with a theme are still coming to the parks.
Oh, absolutely.
And this became a regular thing, but with the good turnout of these people, they've created more positive buzz around it, and they have more official, unofficial gatherings.
Yeah. They actually, the first one was in 2011, I believe, at Disneyland.
That's, like, later than I thought it was going to be for some reason.
Yeah, I did, too, because there's such a big following, like Crystal just said. The first one's only, like, 100 people.
Okay. Yeah.
But Justin Jorgensen, who is the one who planned the first one, and now he's, like, the creative director of Dapper Day or whatever.
How do you even do that?
Just get big enough, Ian.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right? It just became so big. But basically, the way that it became more popular is that he went around and took pictures of everyone he could find that was doing it.
Right.
And everybody saw these pictures and like, what a fun idea.
I love that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, so and he was just really social media
dressed
savvy.
To the nines and respectable looking.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there are other gatherings too. I know that there's a Lolita themed gathering for those who are into Japanese baby doll kawaii sort of look. There's villains gatherings, superhero gatherings, pirate gatherings, goth night. I almost went to a couple years ago because, you know,
I want to do pirate night. I'm going to be honest.
I'm the resident goth, so it makes sense. Yeah. That, and I love the idea of a whole bunch of us pale people dressed in black out in the middle of the teacups with our umbrellas.
Be so much pasty skin that people would get sunburns from being near you.
Yes, reflections. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But Dapper Day is the one that's most well known, and it's the one that took off.
And the most widely participated in.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, along with the event date, there are even some, like, official gatherings. Like, the one that you see all the time is going on the ferry boat.
Yep.
And you'll see the whole, like, Mark Twain packed with people.
Yes. Yes.
And it's, like, the only time that the Mark Twain gets packed
ever
anymore.
Packed. It's why they have to keep it just that for Dapper Days. It's in the contract.
And that and the carousel. A lot of people go on the carousel together in their outfits.
And show off those beautiful skirts and the tooling and, you know, men in their fancy suits and everything.
Yeah.
I don't understand, though, how the women wear heels that long all day.
Yeah, ooh. I'm wearing flats. I, like, I have some retro heels, and I was like, no. I thought about for, like, 2 seconds.
Convertible heels.
And I mean, from pictures of the past, I've seen everything from turn of the century outfits all the way up to kind of modern, but, you know, button down, fedora, maybe a nice dress shoe. And people are just happy to be there.
Yeah.
They're just happy to have their pictures taken. Pictures are taken the whole time. Like, it's not about being there for the attractions. It's about being there to be seen and be part of the day.
It's just a convention that happens to take place in the Disney parks. It's like kind of not a
And the thing is, like, now the event, like, started 100 people, but now about 25,000 people participate in these events.
Wow.
So it gets
crazy,
and you
wild.
See some really great outfits around the park, but you do have to kind of be cognizant of, like, you're still at a park, you're still outside,
right? You're still just hanging out at Disney. Now, out of curiosity, the days that they happen, is that true across all the parks that participate? Does it happen the same days?
No. Okay. It changes every year.
Okay.
And dependent on what park you're at. So Disneyland's spring event is going to be different than Disney World's spring event, which is going to be different than their fall events. Last year also, I believe there was Dapper Day at Epcot.
This year's Epcot, and there's one at Hollywood Studios. So it's not even at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. So
the official days are Epcot and then Hollywood Studios. I think Epcot is on the 30th, and Studios is on the
Studios kind of makes sense in a way. I kind of like that'd be a fun vibe if I was, like, dressed up kind of like a little bit old school but formal, like, that'd be awesome to be like Sunset Boulevard and stuff.
Yeah, I think,
and then you just wander to Galaxy's Edge and be like,
I think we're gonna dress up on the Epcot day just because I'm like, I'm going to go around World Showcase and just hang out.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So do you guys have your outfits planned already?
I have mine bought.
Okay.
Mike is still up in the air about what he's how he's doing his.
Are you going to get him in a fedora?
I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of fedoras.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. People
kinda,
either love them or hate them. I wasn't sure.
I'm going as Peggy. I'm doing Peggy Carter.
Nice.
Oh, of course you are. And that would be perfect.
Yeah. And so he's going to do, I wanted him to do Dum Dum Dugan. because he has like a brown bowler hat.
Knew he was gonna go with a bowler hat.
But I think he's gonna stick with cap. So
I mean,
I think we're thinking about, he said he kind of wants to get a straw hat, like a straw. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. They're not boaters. Are they boaters? The straw, like flat brimmed, yeah, all the way around.
I know you're talking about.
Kind of like Bert and Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
So we'll see how his comes out. But I have a feeling I'm going to have to order everything because he's going to put it off till the last minute.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hey, so, I resemble that remark.
Listen. And I will say, Disney's gotten into it so much that that's kind of where the dress shop originated
Absolutely.
From. Because until then, Disney had no reason to get into making 1950s themed dresses.
Yeah.
But once they did, everybody's like, oh, this is great and amazing, and I love them.
Right.
And you see them all the time, which is great. Mm-hmm. It is a perfect way for you to be part of the action without having to try and piece it together if you don't want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they have beautiful dresses that are constantly coming out every single season.
I still regret not getting the Tiki Room one because it was so
pretty. That's a pretty cool vibe. Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of them that I regret not getting, but you know, I already have so many clips.
Yeah. And when you're there, you're like, yeah, I'll wear this. But then I keep thinking like, am I going to wear this at home?
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the corresponding men's attire with it too. Sometimes it's button up, sometimes it's ties, you know, so your partner, you guys can dress to match.
I love that.
Yeah.
That sounded really sassy, but I actually meant that that's actually really cool. I'm sorry.
Also, along with Dapper Day, especially in California, they really get into it. They have the Dapper Day Expo at the Disneyland Hotel or at the Convention Center. I can't remember which one, but they have an expo. They also have the Dapper Day Car Show.
It makes total sense.
Which, yeah. And then Folly, the unofficial Dapper Day After Park Party.
Yep. Okay. I got you.
So they have a lot going on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which, okay, let's be honest here. The after park party in Disneyland pre-COVID, the park didn't close until midnight, 1 o'clock. So that means that you're not even getting to the party until like
my God.
2.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
I'm just like, I'm an old lady and I will have been walking around showing off my outfit all day.
Right.
I am not going to an after party. I will be at my hotel.
Yes.
In bed.
Sleeping.
Yes.
Taking all that makeup off.
Enjoying.
And showering after sweating in heavier clothes all day. That's the only thing I'm worried about. I'm like, it's going to be hot. I'm going to wear this polyester dress.
Yeah, because you are going to be in about 90 degree weather.
Yeah, it's
going to
be warm. And
let's
my Minnesota self
humidity.
Is not built for that. Okay, guys?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
Well, if you need a tulle underskirt, a tutu, I have you covered.
It's a pencil skirt that I'm going
okay.
with.
Then you're good.
But thank you.
I mean, if I were to do Dapper Day, I would probably end up bringing a pair of heels in my backpack just to change out for pictures because I'm extra. Hello, my name's Crystal.
I've traveled to Disney with you before. Like, I've seen the
you
the
know
situation.
How,
I've seen the pictures of you in Disney World. I'm just like, how early does she get up?
Pretty early. Pretty
to,
early.
To get this look
I'll be
together.
Showering,
she
getting in the shower,
fabulous,
coming out.
But it looks like she
every
takes
time.
Well, and that's the joke, because Dapper Days is my everyday at Disney, kind of. Maybe I'm a little bit more modern, but this round I will be, because what we haven't really discussed is we're going to be down there within a week of each other. So Ian's going to be down at the beginning of April. I'll be down in the middle. You'll be down at the end.
Yep.
So it's
April's our month.
we'll be like tagging out at Disney.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
As we go through. And this next round, I got a couple new outfits and I plan on essentially doing Dapper Days, but that's just my normal everyday wear.
There's no problem with that.
No. In fact, one of my other friends that I hung out with last time, his everyday park wear is a full suit too. Whether it be a vest or jacket or combo if it's the middle of winter. And we get lots of comments, which is a lot of fun, but Dapper Day, I mean, we'd be one of the crowd.
It would
blend in. It'd be perfect.
I just can't wait to see. I think that's going to be half the fun is just seeing everybody's outfits, right? It's just going to be awesome. So if you guys were to do Dapper Day, who would you want to do?
Well, I'm going to say my favorite one that I've seen of the past, give you a little bit of time, Ian, to think about it, is John from the Carousel of Progress in his summer outfit with the Niagara Falls fan. I saw someone dressed up as him and his wife in their summer themed outfits from Carousel of Progress. I was like, okay, that is deep peak nerddom, and I love it. Love it. For me, though, it'd probably be something villains themed, because my name's Crystal. And so it would really just depend on what I'm feeling at that time for the villain, and then digging through my closet and stuff. So
yeah. But if you could do anyone, like, you could have whatever money you wanted to, like, build your own outfit.
Probably Maleficent of some form or fashion, because
that'd be awesome.
This girl loves a collar.
I think I have one. This would be going like a very specifically MCU direction. So sorry, not sorry.
But excuse me.
Right. I would probably try to do a pretty accurate Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Like with the glasses and the whole thing. I would try that. I would totally do that.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get the tailored suit.
Yeah.
You have to have like the thing like glowing through your suit though.
Yeah, they'd have to have like, it'd be a whole operation to figure out, but yes, that's the goal.
That sounds like something that your little tech nerd heart would just love to figure
out. Tech nerd heart with the
yep.
Yeah.
Well, you already have one of those.
I do have an arc reactor in my studio space. Yes. It's not plugged in right now, which is a bummer. It should power itself, dang it, but no, it has to have a USB plug to make it come on. But yeah, that'd be probably one. I have a list of other dapper characters that aren't Disney related, but that's the most closely Disney related one I could think of right now.
Another fun one that would be good for a couple is Mary Poppins and Bert.
Of course.
Yes. My friend Ash actually did a Bert when she went to Dapper Day.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
It was super cute because she's had like the when they're in the chalk painting. So she had like the straw hat, and then like the, instead of the pants, it was a skirt and the stripes.
Oh, nice.
Did she do an absolutely atrocious Cockney accent?
I wasn't there, but I would only assume she at least attempted it.
Good. The attempt is all you need. Just ask Dick Van Dyke.
So bad. I would love to do the cover is not the book look from the new Mary Poppins.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
That was gorgeous.
Yeah. I have never seen that.
Oh, it's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Face.
No, the new one, not the old one. Oh, really?
The new one is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I am utterly shocked, Ian. You have not seen a movie.
Hey, I saw it Turning Red. That's my claim to fame.
That is true. Yes. That is very true.
I'm working on it.
So, look forward to pictures coming up here near the end of April. I'm sure they will be blasting all over the internet, but Laurel, you better at least have one or two photos of you guys together.
I'll have to do it right in the morning before my makeup melts.
Your makeup just like comes off and just goes away by itself.
It's fine. The curls fall out of my hair. It'll be fine.
It's a whole thing.
And on that note, this has been WD Carousel of Progress podcast. My name's Crystal.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Laurel.
And we hope you have a great big beautiful tomorrow. Bye everybody.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow. Just a dream away.